I'm Tyler, alcoholic. A little nervous, which is weird. Usually I love talking about myself. So I have a sponsor. I have a home group, Largo YPG. My sobriety date is June 12th of this year, 2021. So where to start? So I was born and raised in Tampa, Florida. Decent childhood. When I was younger, I was always an empath and really emotional, you know. My parents would have to turn off the news because I would, like, cry to stuff on it and all that sort of thing. But in general, I always had, like, anything I wanted materialistically. My mother, and this isn't to talk bad or anything, just to give some perspective, was a heavy drinker as well. And my brother was always the troublemaker. So I always felt the need to, like, be the good kid, always do well, never get in trouble, and always kind of, like, stay on the back burner, and, like, not cause any problems. So it kind of, like, nobody ever worried about me, you know, even though I was always, like, lonely, which I never want to say, like, I didn't fit in because I always had lots of friends. But I always felt lonely no matter how many friends I had, how many people wanted to hang out with me, or whatever it was. And even from a young age, I always, like, tried to get out of myself in any sort of way. Whether it was, like, reading, like, I was a big reader, video games, any sort of sense not to be in actual reality and not have to deal with people. Even though, since I was little, I was always good at putting on that facade of being, like, very charismatic, outgoing, and all that sort of thing. In reality, like, I didn't want to talk to you. I didn't want to be your friend. And my first drink, I grew up in a heavy Italian family, so I always had, like, sips of wine, dessert shots, like little sips of it and stuff like that. But my first drunk was when I was 15 years old, and I was at the Olympic Training Center, because I always excelled in athletics as well. So I had won, like, a national tournament, and you're able to go train with Olympians and that sort of thing. And there were some older kids there who had fake IDs and were able to go get booze. So I'd always been wary of drinking in general because of my family. I came to these rooms from, like, a young age with my brother is actually one of us. So I was coming to these rooms when I was 13, 14 years old before I even ever had a drink. And, like, hanging out with people, having fun, heard the stories, and was always warned by my mother of our history. You know, so I was, like, really hesitant, had always stayed away from everything. But these were kids that I was going to be going to high school with, peer pressure, all that sort of jazz. But as soon as I started drinking, that was it, you know? Like, all right, this is great, you know? Like, even though I was always charismatic, like, I felt charismatic now. Like, I felt okay in myself and being around people. Like, I actually wanted to be your friend. I wanted to hang out with you. And from that very first time, I drank alcoholically, you know? Like, it was some cheap pop-off or something like that, like, pulling right out of the bottle. Like, not even doing mixers, maybe taking, like, sips of water and stuff like that. And got blackout drunk, woke up feeling horrible, throwing up, had to go to practice, and being miserable and getting beat up and wanted to die, you know, wanted to go sleep and curl up in a ball. Still, like, the only thought in my head was, wow, I can't wait to do that again. You know, and it wasn't anything fun. I was in some dorm rooms where just getting trashed. It's not like I had, like, an amazing, great experience. But just that feeling, you know, that was my first thought. And proceeded to do that for, like, the next two nights in a row. You know, did it three nights in a row. So from the very beginning, I always drank like an alcoholic. And from that point, in high school, drinking whenever I could, parties and that sort of thing. I was still, like, really dedicated to my sport, so I was always good at being able to, like, turn it off during season. But come off season, it was free reign, you know, I didn't care. And because of my mother being a heavy drinker, I had an endless supply of alcohol. You know, I had, like, two fully stocked bars in my house. So you hear stories about kids having to put, like, water in the vodka after they took it and stuff like that, so their parents wouldn't find out. My mother never noticed. I could take whole handles and nothing ever got said. So I started, bringing the drinking to school and all that. Fast forward, I got you, thank you. You know, basically that's all it was until my junior year, it started getting really bad, and that's when it was my first stint in rehab. So I had to complete like the second half of my junior year online, all that sort of jazz, and came out after a 90-day program, started coming to meetings, and I think I honestly made it like maybe a month before I started like smoking and drinking again and all that. And it was off to the races again. I still somehow got a scholarship to college, went to Arizona State, and from there on out, like, I didn't even think about ever trying to get sober again, because there was easily people to find who drank like me and partied like me. And then that was all a blur until it got to the point where I was out of college, didn't do well in school, I didn't study too much, you know, and just kind of withdrew myself, honestly, and started working in the club scene. And that's where it started getting bad, you know, because I escaped a lot of trouble, you know, which is like crazy, because I was doing a lot of bad stuff that I didn't need to be doing. My family would have helped me in any sort of way, but I just liked it for some reason. So I started getting in trouble a lot, all of that. Basically was court ordered a bunch of times to do AA and all that, but was kind of just trying to get through my time. Thought it was places, thought it was Scottsdale, that was the problem. Started running, basically, doing that forget everything and run, you know, with fear. Moved to a bunch of different states, and it never got better. I just got even more lonely, because I wasn't even hanging out with people anymore, I was just drinking alone. So I was running from place to place, state to state, until I ended up in Colorado and got stuck there. I was just miserable. I was honestly miserable. I wasn't having fun anymore. Like, the party was over for me. But for some reason, like, I couldn't ever stop, you know. Until finally I got off time in Colorado, so I decided to come back home. Got the girlfriend, all that sort of thing. The family was talking to me again. I thought, all right, I'm good. I was, like, in one of the best, like, financially stable situations I've ever been in, like, personally, like, on my own. But started doing the same stuff and going on benders. And instead of being locked in a Motel 6 for 2 weeks in a room, I was locked in a nicer place, but I was just as miserable and just as alone. Everybody wasn't talking to me again. And I had nothing to point the finger at anymore. You know, before in the past, I was like, oh, it's because I'm couch surfing. It's because I'm broke. It's because nobody's talking to me. I always had something to point the finger at of why I still drank. Until this last time where I really had no excuse anymore. I had nothing to point the finger at. And it was like that moment of clarity. Like, even though it wasn't like one of the worst bottoms I've been on, it was like the worst mental bottom I've been on. So I finally made the decision to, for the first time, go get help on my own. And like, because I've tried everything under the sun, and this is like the only thing that I haven't ever given an honest chance. And it's crazy how doing this program thoroughly and actually trying to be honest and like actually trying to live by what this fellowship teaches you, how quickly I feel better and how quickly things come back as far as family and friends and all that compared to like the last times. Like, things came back, but that's just because I was dry for 10 months a year. So things came back just because I wasn't getting drunk. But for like how I feel like inside, it's crazy how when you start doing this the right way, how much relief you can actually start to get. You know, and I don't want to like jinx myself, because I've done way more work just in 2 months than I did any other time whenever I had almost like a year of time, you know, because I'm being honest, I'm being open-minded, I'm being willing. Whereas before, I still had reservations, I still thought I knew better than other people. I thought I was still the smartest guy in the room, which I might be still, but I still thought I was the smartest guy in the room, and like nobody could tell me anything, you know what I mean? Like I got a scholarship to ASU couch surf in my senior year, like I can do anything, you know what I mean? You know, and that was one of my biggest problems too, because I've taught myself to do a lot of things, and this isn't to brag, and I'm good at a lot of stuff that I do, but like the one thing I've never been able to get a grasp on was staying sober on my own, or moderation. You know, I've always tried that as well, and nothing has worked, and you know, I was broken and defeated, and really had nowhere else to turn. And you know what, with everything that's going on, between people dying all the time and just like the little bit of time I've done in jail and that sort of thing, like that's not what I want in life. You know, like, I don't want to end up a statistic and young and die or end up locked up for life. So here I am and giving him my all. That's all I got. Thanks.